British lottery winner sentenced over £288 million counterfeit drug operation. An 80-year-old former lottery winner has been jailed after running a large-scale counterfeit pill enterprise that law enforcement says produced the equivalent of hundreds of millions of pounds of fake medication. Investigation and seizures. John Eric Spibby, who won a windfall prize of £2.4 million in 2010, was sentenced this week at Manchester Crown Court to 16 years in prison after being convicted of leading a conspiracy to manufacture and supply Class C drugs. Greater Manchester Police say Spibby used his lottery proceeds to establish an industrial operation in northwest England that churned out counterfeit Valium tablets laced with Etazolam. GMP said the production was carried out on an industrial-scale tablet manufacturing setup capable of producing tens of thousands of tablets per hour, a description that underpinned the scale of the inquiry. Police estimate that, with the help of Spibby's son John Colin Spibby and two associates, the group manufactured counterfeit pills with a wholesale value of around £288 million. French law enforcement monitoring of the EncroChat encrypted messaging platform provided material that helped trigger UK surveillance and a series of raids. Officers recovered approximately 2.6 million counterfeit tablets, valued at roughly £5.2 million at street or seizure value, along with firearms, ammunition, large amounts of cash, and specialist tablet compression machinery. The four defendants faced charges including conspiracy to produce and supply Class C drugs, conspiracy to supply firearms, possession of firearms and ammunition, and perverting the course of justice. Spibby's son was given a 9-year sentence. Two co-defendants, identified in court as Callum Dorian and Christopher Drury, received 9 and 12-year terms respectively. All defendants denied the principal charges, although Drury entered a guilty plea to particular counts during the trial. Sentencing and wider concerns. Prosecutors argued the operation posed a serious public safety risk because the pills were not pharmacy-standard pharmaceuticals, but illicitly manufactured tablets containing high-strength Etazolam. Etazolam is not authorized in the UK and has been linked to drug-related deaths. NHS guidance warns Etazolam can depress the central nervous system, leading to unconsciousness, respiratory failure, and death. The presence of this compound in counterfeit benzodiazepine-resembling tablets significantly raises the hazard for users who may assume they are safe, regulated medicines. In court, the scale and industrial nature of the operation was central to sentencing. Detectives and prosecutors told the judge that the factory-style setup, combined with efforts to conceal activity and obscure communications, pointed to a deliberate and profit-driven enterprise rather than casual or local dealing. An independent forensic toxicologist who reviewed the case commented on the public health angle. When pills mimic prescription benzodiazepines but contain Etazolam or other unlicensed sedatives, the risk profile changes dramatically. Users can receive variable doses, and the combination with alcohol or opioids can be lethal. The combination of industrial output and clandestine distribution multiplies harm across communities. Law enforcement sources say the investigation illustrates how encrypted messaging platforms and cross-border intelligence sharing can expose organized drug production. The inquiry involved coordination between Greater Manchester Police, European partners who monitored EncroChat, and specialist units engaged in tracing criminal finances and illicit supply chains. Sentencing remarks noted both the commercial scale of the offending and the potential for serious harm to end consumers. The convictions close a long-running probe, but also underline continuing challenges for regulators and policing bodies in tackling high-capacity clandestine. Pharmaceutical manufacture. Implications for regulators and public health experts include strengthening inspection of pharmaceutical supply chains, improving detection of industrial tablet press equipment in non-pharmaceutical settings, and ensuring clear public messaging about the dangers of counterfeit sedatives. The case also highlights the need for sustained international policing cooperation when illicit drug manufacture crosses borders of communication and supply.